Welcome to Poly Am I. I am your host, Polyamorous Jay. Today's episode is a continuation of our previous episode, Misconceptions About Polyamory Part 2, as discussed by myself and our Polyamorous Living Facebook group's admin, Jessica Billingsley. The last misconception I had written down was the idea that polyamory is just something you do with your time until you find the one.
I can laugh at that because I've done monogamy first. And I just want to say, if I haven't found it in that amount of time, yeah, no.
In monogamy, there is just such a high focus on finding the one person that you are meant to connect with, you know?
I mean, older generations, some of them, my grandparents were married for almost 47 years. They were happy. And I used to believe that that's what I wanted. And then I grew up. And I realized that's a miracle to find. You know, people think that polyamory is so hard. Monogamy to me seems so much harder.
It is, I know. My mom, when I first brought up polyamory to her, the topic, she was like, just confused and baffled. She was like, why would you want to do that? One partner is hard enough. Why would you want more? And like, I sort of understand where she's coming from, but at the same time, I'm like, what makes it so hard normally is because you only have that one partner.
You find me somebody that has all the qualities of all my partners and puts it into one person, and then we'll talk. Like the movie Practical Magic. She makes that wish for the perfect guy. Which you know is never going to happen. It's a movie. Hello? You know, they tell us growing up fairy tales aren't real. But yet they want you to find the perfect person. But you just said fairy tales aren't real.
But even with that concept, like, if you were able to find somebody that met every single one of your wishes at that time, I mean, relationships are about growing and changing with somebody, you know? And just because somebody is quote-unquote perfect in that moment doesn't mean they're gonna be perfect forever. Like, if you discover something new about yourself and what you want and you no longer feel the same way, you don't necessarily connect in the same way that you would have before. People change.
I feel that way about some of my friends' marriages. Because I'm like, they act so happy and they're so in love. And my thing is, did you fall and bump your head?
I mean, there are happily married people. But I feel like a lot of it is just for show, because nobody wants to advertise that things aren't going well or wants to acknowledge to others that, hey, my relationship is not perfect.
And a lot of people that happens, and even when people start into becoming and realizing that they are polyamorous, they're still vulnerable because they're so scared that they're making the wrong choice because of so much pressure from people around them. And it's not like that. There shouldn't be no pressure. You should be able to be happy however you want to. You know, it's the way I teach my kids. Do what you want makes you happy.
I just feel like the concept of partnership is so much different in the polyamorous community than it is in the monogamous community. Like, what goes into a partnership and what it entails, what it involves, the way you see it is different.
You know, you're not trapped in this idea that there's this perfect person out there. Because you find it in multiple people. And when you find it in multiple people, that misconception and then that mentality in your head starts vanishing. That idea behind it. You know, because you're like, huh, I'm more happier now than I was with so-and-so. And listening to my mother or my dad or my family that this is wrong. So there must be something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Well, not really wrong with them, but you know.
being able to find those different things that are beautiful in different people is amazing. I mean, instead of just trying to focus on creating some illusion for yourself in one person, being able to really appreciate people for who they are is, it's beautiful.
And because eventually you start feeling, you know, kind of down and out, and you don't know why in monogamous relationships. And you're just feeling like overwhelmed and stressed, and you just think it's life. And it is, but it's the thought that this person has to be everything to you. You know? And there's some people out there that do the monopoly, and their mono partner still feels that way. And that's a valid choice, but for some, it's just so hard to be that. We just realize we just don't have the ability. And so we start feeling like we're defective,
Well,
but we're not.
I mean, even if
And, you know, that's another one that you're defective.
I definitely felt like that growing up because I don't know, I couldn't fit into the normal monogamous way of living, you know? I just always felt like I was doing something wrong, and it hurt, honestly, because I thought I was broken and that there was something genuinely wrong with who I was. Because I had no idea that there was anything else out there, like any other options. And I don't know, it's shitty when you're in that kind of position. And I feel like even if you're in a monogamous, polyamorous partnership, you know, if you're the monogamous partner, you still have to deconstruct what you feel like the term partnership actually means, you know?
And you have to get over the
Idea
misconception so
of
that there's
what
nothing
that
wrong with your poly
partnership
partner.
actually
They're just
means.
being who they are, you know? And my monogamous relationship, a lot of them ended because the person ended up cheating on me. And I wasn't pissed off at the cheating, I was more pissed off at the dishonesty part of it. And I was like, am I defective? You know, am I wrong for feeling? I'm not mad. I just hurt because you were dishonest with me. You know? And they tell you that you're the wrong one because if they're cheating on you, then there's something wrong with you.
Like,
But there's, I mean, people need to say, okay, we
some
know we have
stuff.
misconceptions. What can we do to change these ideas?
Yeah, there needs to be more communication. There's a serious lack of communication in monogamous relationships.
Yes, and like
Yeah,
I said earlier,
there
you
needs
know,
to be more
people don't
communication. There's
understand how
a
much
huge
communication
lack of
goes into
communication in
polyamorous
monogamous
relationships.
relationships.
Because it feels like you're constantly oversharing everything. Even though technically you're not, but you feel like you are. Because there's just so much.
Yeah, I mean, I just got into a relationship recently, a long distance relationship, and it's funny. It's like the conversation that we had to decide that we were becoming partners was so long. It was so in depth because I didn't want to skip anything. I wanted to make sure we were on the same page with everything, you know? So I dove into everything that I wanted and needed and my boundaries. And it's like I laid it all out on the table just first thing. And we had a whole long discussion about it. And it was great. But it's also, it's kind of funny because, I mean, it's just such an unusual way compared to monogamy to go about relationships, you know? Like, it seemed more like I was like, you know, I don't know, writing up some contract. Like, here's all the stuff that I'm into. Are you cool to sign off on that? But it's so nice to be open from the get-go, you know?
I mean,
Signing off
because
on
I mean,
that.
people are like,
But
wow, you have to go through all
it's
that.
nice
And
to be
people are going,
open
oh,
from the
so how
get-go,
long
you
do we have
know?
to talk before you have sex with me? Really? What part of communication do I need to spell out for you? Because I actually started talking to somebody and then we stopped talking. And then we started talking again. We met up. during the beginning of the pandemic one time. And then most of the time we were doing virtual dates, which were great. We had a lot of things in common, started talking. He went on vacation and then stopped talking because of he was having mental issues and struggling mentally. And then he just totally ghosted. I'm like, and I did message once and I'm like, you know what? At this point, I don't feel like putting in the effort. You know, why? People just don't want to put in the effort. I think that's a lot of it, you know. And so they get in this this thing, oh, that's what you want. No.
That definitely.
Oh, we're called picky. Have you been called picky yet?
Yes. Yeah. It's just, that's just a really stupid thing to say. I feel like, if anything, monogamous people are picky because they're just constantly trying to change who you are, you know? Like, you're supposed to fit into a box to be in some great relationship, you know? Whereas I'm normally like, come as who you are, and that's great. I'm accepting of just whatever it is that is you, you know? I don't expect anything from people. I don't expect you to change for me.
And you shouldn't.
Expect anything.
I mean, nobody should change for somebody else. And if you expect somebody to change for you, there's something wrong with that relationship. You know, that's where the whole thing with boundaries and everything come in. You know, and for me, monogamous relationships were, I felt like that I was repeating the same thing. And I learned reading something, and if you look it up, I believe it still says it, but the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And so every relationship I had with monogamy felt like I was doing that, because I kept trying to change myself to fit their idea.
Yeah.
And I was losing so much of myself that I became a shell of who I was.
Right.
And that's not who I am.
Exactly.
You know? And there's so much misconceptions. I get it from my kid's father, you know, about it. He doesn't understand or agree. And he sees it again as sex, and you're just trying to have your cake and eat it too. And all I could think is, no, I just got tired of dealing with bullshit. And losing who I was. And he doesn't like me now, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I grew a backbone, I became more out there.
Too bad.
And not afraid. And, you know, people sometimes don't like that. They don't agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a common issue. You know, men don't like women to be anything but submissive.
They don't like women to be assertive at all, except for in the bedroom. And that's only because they want sex. Somebody told me once, oh, you must be getting dates left and right because it's so easy for women. And I'm like, what do you mean? Well, if you want sex, all you gotta do is drop your clothes. A man's not gonna say no. If I did that, I'd scare the woman. I'm like, okay. You sure? Because I'm standing right here and I'm about to have sex with you, so you're not scaring me. Seriously, we can try this out. I just don't get it. I mean, so many people take time and practice it and go and stop getting so angry at the misconceptions. I get to the point that I don't have the spoon. So you know what I do? I just delete the message instead of dealing with them. Does it mean the next person that comes at me with the same misconception, I'm going to do that too? No, sometimes I actually take the time and try to explain it.
Yeah.
Even though my time is valuable to me, you know, I try. Because I feel like the more I'm getting out there that these misconceptions are wrong and explaining it, that I might be changing somebody's mind. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I wanted to do this podcast and the YouTube videos and why I wanted to start the website and, like, everything, you know? Because I just felt like there needed to be more content out there that was showing the reality of polyamory, because there's not a lot out there.
Have you seen a misconception? Oh my God. There's misconceptions around holidays galore. How do you do that? How does it work?
I know. Well, it's because everybody assumes that everybody is focused on the same things and wants the same things. So it's always like, well, if I was in a monogamous partnership, then this is how it would go down. So it must be just like that, but with more people. It's like, well, no, not at all, actually.
I just wonder, it makes me wonder, how do we get enough patience as a community to battle these misconceptions? Because we have to have the patience. Because there's going to be people out there that are not going to listen to us, and they're going to continue their assumptions, yeah, and they're going to continue to spread their misconceptions. But you have to have the patience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's that, a eulogy with the sand turning into a pearl? It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, we're starting off with a little sand, piece of sand. Mm-hmm. Maybe in our future generations,
yeah,
it will turn into a pearl, and we'll have this wonderful world where it's accepted. If we just continue to teach the younger generation that it's okay, then hopefully. I'm hoping that it does. I mean, look at the people coming out as trans and non-binary. They're in there still. It's been going on for a lot longer than people think. And yet, look at it now. You know, finally, mm-hmm, we're getting ground on that subject. So if that can get ground, why can't polyamory do away with the misconceptions?
Yeah, I know. There's just always going to be people, though. I mean, we have to get the majority of the population to understand, you know? Like, there's always going to be some people out there that are going to make assumptions about you.
There's
going to
be those people no matter where you go. And like, you know, some of them right now are a little mad, but, you know. Don't care.
Yeah.
But there's people out there that we're growing. We have our first female vice president of all things. And nobody thought that was ever going to happen.
It's ridiculous that it hasn't already.
Women do so much better jobs at it.
For some reason, people thought that for this long, it was just cool to let men run everything. I don't understand.
No, but you know, so many people are gaining ground because we fight. And we have the patience, and we have the beliefs, and we teach those to our kids, and we hope our kids teach that to their kids, and that's how we're going to gain the ground we have.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happened with everything else that has gained ground. It takes a little piece of sand and continues to grow and grow and grow, and eventually it becomes a pearl.
And with kids, it's really just adding in all those little things, like getting them to think about stuff, you know? Like with my kids, with my son, we'll be playing like the game of life, you know? And typically in that game, you get married, you got like the one boy character and the one girl character. Of course, the boy's blue and the girl's pink, you know? And I started playing where I would like add multiple people every time I would go through the chapel, you know? Like, I'm marrying all these people. And it just became a thing. So now every time we play, we'll end up with like multiple cars just full of all of our spouses, you know?
That game and I literally had like 2.5 carloads full of kids. I'm sitting there going, "Why?" I need more people to help me raise these kids. The whole, oh, that's a good one.
Not
It
fair.
takes a village to raise a child. Polycule, hello, same thing.
Right. Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
Why is that not an automatic go-to for people? I mean, they should assume that if you have more adults, it'd be a better situation. I mean, because I just live with my kids and not with any partners or anything, I am just so overwhelmed, like all the time.
I
Call
had
my other
the same
dad.
thing. I live
Like,
with just my kids. I have a roommate now,
I
but I have my kids. And my older three, who are 25, 21, and 15, share the same dad. And they're actually half siblings because I adopted the older two when they were younger. And their father passed away back in last
Wow.
March. So I don't get that from them. And they live elsewhere. I saw my 15-year-old.
That's
And then my
sad.
youngest two are 12, and their dad gets them every other weekend. And I literally start counting down the hours. Like this weekend coming up is their weekend with their dad, and this Wednesday, and I'm like, yes, 2 more days. Because I mean, I choose this, but yes, I would love to have help. I would love to have a village to take care of these kids because there
My
are days I
God.
literally want to run away. And right now, with the pandemic and doing online school, there are more days like that.
Oh my God, me too. I mean, I normally homeschool anyway, so it's not like a whole lot has changed for me with the whole pandemic. But I mean, the one thing that has changed is just the fact that they don't have as many outlets like outside of the home. They can't go to the park and just play with tons of other kids, which is normally how they get out a lot of their energy. So I feel like extra trapped. It's just insanity. They're just bouncing off the walls 24/7.
How they
So,
get
I mean,
out a
this
lot
is
of
when
their
it comes
energy.
in
So
that it
I
would
feel
be
like
great. I
extra
mean, even for
trapped.
solo
It's
poly
just
people,
insanity
they
to be
have
bouncing off
people
the
that they
walls
date that
24/7.
they're cool with them being around my kids. Like you said, your daughter's father, not your son's, he takes both of them to help you out. That's a village right there. That's the start of a village. Let's get some water.
Yeah, exactly.
People need
I'm like
that sense of
beyond
community.
thankful every
And
time
I
we
think
get
that's why
stuck
we
because I'm
come
just
into
like, I
groups
am at the end of my
with
rope here. Like,
and ask for help and getting over the misconceptions. It's because it takes that village.
yeah, I mean, you need support from lots of different people. It's hard. It's too hard to do it on your own with anything, even just with any little mini issue. It's nice to have other people to go to.
Oh God, yes.
Just with, I mean,
I
even
mean, my
dealing with
roommate's
like
one of
your own
my
little mini
best
issues,
friends,
like it's
and
difficult to balance that
I love
stuff.
him, but there are days that I want to run away from him too. But he's been a constant in my life for about 7 years now, and so my kids respect him. So I kind of have a small village, though he doesn't step up to the point because it's not his job, But, if I need to take 5 minutes out to myself, he'll keep an eye out on them so they don't kill each other. My biggest issue is keeping my kids from killing each other right now during this pandemic. Not sure why that they all of a sudden want to kill each other, but
Yes.
yes.
Yeah, having multiple partners to help out is definitely great. I mean, I have like multiple like platonic relationship type, things going on more than a friendship, but I don't know how to explain it.
I have seen a lot of people that do that because, you know, they think I've actually had the misconceptions about people that are gray or asexual think that they're not caring people, that their relationships aren't valid. I'm sitting going, okay. Do you, after so many years of with your husband or wife, do you continue to have sex with them? No. Okay, then what's the difference?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I'm pregnant right now, and I have a couple different women that I'm really good friends with, and we're planning on raising this baby together. Like, they're going to be called mom.
Say the whole village.
Like, they're going to be
called mom. Can I have that? You know, I want like, the village.
I'm creating my own little village.
And you don't have to be in a relation. I mean, it's a relationship with your child. Where? Yeah. I mean, how can people misconcept this to be so bad?
It's nice being able to have more choices for everything, you know? I just got to the point where I just didn't want to keep raising my kids with other men, you know? I was like, that's just not doing it for me. That's not enough. I need some women in here.
Relationships are relationships. They're just as valid as me going out and hanging out with friends. You know, my emotional support person. I love them. I would, you know, absolutely be there for them in a heartbeat. You know? And, you know, we would like to date, but it's just so complicated when they break it down. And, you know, and also 3 hours away from each other kind of doesn't help. But, you know, I mean, I just can't do really, really long distance relationships.
Yeah.
But, because it just feels like I don't have enough time because I am solo and I do raise my kids on my own. And he called me up last night and goes, so how far away are you from such and such? And I looked it up and I'm like, well, damn it. He said, what do you mean? I said, it's the same far away that you are from me now. I said, this sucks. Because, you know, I know our kids would get along great. And he has I've always had open relationships, even with his ex-wife. And I actually met him because of his wife signed him up for a dating site. Love him. But people look down on him because he's that close with his ex-wife and raises his kids really closely where he will go stay the night at her house for her to watch the kids. And people say that is wrong. I'm like, no, it's not. That's cool. Come stay at my house. You watch my kids. Let me go. 5 minutes, store, shower. I'll take it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, with my daughter's dad, we are legally married still, but we aren't romantically together anymore, and we don't live together. But it's like, we still co-parents, and then also sometimes he'll come over, and he'll spend the night here with us, and occasionally we have sex. You know, he's the dad of, you know, the new baby that's growing inside of me. Just because sometimes we want to have that connection and that closeness or whatever, you know? But, like, that's completely separate to me from being romantically involved, you know? Like, we found a way to engage on a whole other level, to have this friendship, and sex is just a part of that, you know?
You know, but it comes into the misconceptions. And, like, so many people think that that's just, oh my God, why would you do that? Why would you have a kid with somebody else that you're not even with and you don't like that?
Right.
Because maybe I want my kids to be siblings more than just on my side. Or they're actually not a bad father. I just can't like them like that, you know?
Maybe you just want to have...
They're familiar.
Yeah, I mean, just because you're not compatible romantically doesn't mean you're not compatible as co-parents.
It's the same thing as going and getting a sperm donor, in my opinion, and using the same one. You know, it's no different. It doesn't mean that that relationship is invalid. Or that, oh my God, why would you do that? How are you going to date? Because I can. And because I have an anatomy over myself and what I can and can't do with myself. Because I like that. And when I do that, they're like, oh God, you're one of those feminists, aren't you? Yeah. So I'll take it, you know. That doesn't hurt my feelings. That one doesn't.
It's being represented
on Facebook that really they're based polyamory on a feminist background. And I think it's cool because it gives women free anatomy to be who they want to be and love who they want to love. Because that's exactly, but, you know, it doesn't, you know, men have that same right. But you see it more in men. Kind of like the whole, back to the whole slut shaming. If a man goes, does it, it's fine. But a woman does it, oh God, she's a slut and a whore. You know, what's the damn difference?
Yeah.
You know, well, same thing. Anything a man can do, a woman can do, probably better. I actually had somebody ask me that question. Why do you date men then?
Yeah. Having to do sex.
Because, well, if you think that, why not just why not date men? Because they're actually come in handy sometimes. Not much, but they do come in handy.
I mean, everybody is an individual person. I'm not going to just not connect with any man anywhere. That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you have any questions you'd like us to answer on our podcast, please email them to johnny@polyamorousliving.com. That's JAUNI@polyamorousliving.com. Or leave us a voice message. Till next time, this has been Polyamorous Jay and Jessica Billingsley on Polyami, discussing the misconceptions about polyamory. Hey y'all, just wanted to personally apologize for the overlap and the funky audio. The recording process, I guess, didn't work as we had planned, so there are bits where it sounds like we're talking over each other where that, I mean, that wasn't how it was recorded, but for some reason it just smashed it all together. So I tried my best to re-record my portions and piece it together, but I know parts of it are still wonky, so just wanted to apologize for that. All right, ciao.